It's 421. There will be billions of dollars in cuts if sequestration happens. And if nothing is done to stop it, the sequester goes into effect Friday. But it won't just be about deep spending cuts. It appears sequestration brings spending growth as well. U.S. News and World Report business and economics reporter Danielle Kurtz-Laban writes about it, and she joins us now to discuss it. Hey, Danielle.
Yes, hi. Thanks for having me.
So sequestration, which was made into law because of what was believed to be out-of-control spending, actually causes spending to grow. Is that the case?
Right, yeah. I suppose perhaps a more accurate way of saying it would be that it still allows spending to grow, which is something small. It's a small part of it, but I felt that it was important to point it out in this article I wrote this week because it just shows that we're very scared about sequestration, and to a certain extent, rightly so. The CBO has said that it could mean 750,000 fewer jobs this year. That's absolutely nothing to sniff at due to these projected $1 trillion in cuts over the next 10 years, that is. But what's really interesting about it is that, yes, spending will still continue to grow, and that's because sequestration largely deals with discretionary spending, as opposed to mandatory spending. In general, Medicaid, Medicare, you know, those entitlements. And those are going to continue to grow at a pretty good pace over the next 10 years.
So some of these cuts aren't actually cuts?
Well, they are cuts. They're cuts. It's a terribly, it gets into semantics a bit. It's a cut in the expected rate of spending. It's a cut in what we expect to spend. So it still is cuts. I mean, it means that, you know, as Leon Panetta has been saying, it means that, you know, there may have to be some furloughed workers. It means that all of the government agencies are really going to have to cut back. So it is a cut, but it still means that spending is still going to continue to grow. It's just that it's not going to grow as fast as we once thought.
Now, some analysts say it appears more and more likely sequestration will happen. You talked to someone who said if it does, it should be done in as thoughtful a way as possible. Who was that, and what did he mean by thoughtful?
Right, yes. This was someone from the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. It's a think tank here in D.C. And he was explaining that, you know, it's very true that if you cut deficits, if you cut debt, that puts the United States on a much better, much more secure long-term economic growth trajectory. And that's great. But if you cut deficits right now when the economy is, anybody could argue, still very fragile, it could be detrimental in the short run. It could mean a decline in GDP now, even if it means growth in GDP in the future. However, you don't want to spend a lot more right now either, of course, because then, you know, you hurt GDP in the future. So what he was saying is it has to be very carefully calibrated. You really have to weigh those short-term benefits versus long-term problems and vice versa, and really just sort of cut deficits slowly but surely and make those cuts grow over time as the economy strengthens.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Danielle.
Right. Thank you.
U.S. News and World Report business and economics reporter Danielle Kurtz-Laban, 424.